USA News. I'm Richard Johnson. A consciousness of guilt. That's how Congressman Jamie Raskin describes former President Trump explaining why he could not declassify a document he claimed was classified.
For a while, at least, there was a half-hearted effort to claim by Donald Trump that he could just magically declassify, you know, telepathically or mentally. And this seems to reflect his clear understanding that he had not declassified this document.
Raskin, a constitutional law professor before coming to Congress, was on CNN. Don't try to out-Trump Trump. That is the advice that Colorado Congressman Ken Buck is offering to Ron DeSantis. Buck says DeSantis should focus on his own record as Florida's governor. The moderator some people love to hate is stepping down. On NBC's Meet the Press today, host Chuck Todd said he's leaving that job in the next few weeks.
It's been an amazing, nearly decade-long run. I'm pretty, really proud of what this team and I have built over the last decade, and frankly, the last 15-plus years that I've been here at NBC.
MSNBC anchor Kristen Welker will take over for Chuck Todd on Meet the Press. Apple is on the verge of announcing what analysts say could be its biggest product since the Apple Watch. It's a so-called mixed reality headset that offers both virtual reality and augmented reality. That's where it overlays virtual images onto live video of the real world. Southwest Airlines has cut a tentative deal with the union representing its 19,000 flight attendants, but Southwest is still negotiating new contracts with its pilots and its ground crews. The strike by Hollywood writers drags on, but movie and TV producers have come up with a new contract for directors. And one notable clause in the new deal, both sides recognize that artificial intelligence is not a person and therefore cannot replace a real human director. This is USA News.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions.
Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar. You're in.
Cool.
Yep, even easier than that. With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, is it even a decision? That's banking reimagined. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. See CapitalOne.com/bank for details. Capital One and a member FDIC.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse is this weekend's top movie.
The computer-animated flick rang up more than $69 million on its opening Friday night. That's the biggest opening day take for any movie so far this year. The second biggest film this weekend is The Little Mermaid.
That's correspondent Jacqueline Carl. Another milestone for pop superstar Taylor Swift. Brooks Walker explains.
I rent a place on Cornelius Street. I sit casually in the car.
Forbes recently catapulted Swift to the number two spot on their richest women in music list, second only to Rihanna. They estimate Swift's net worth to be around $740 million. The singer is currently in the middle of her wildly popular Eras Tour, which in of itself is expected to gross nearly $2 billion.
I'm Richard Johnson, USA News. For the first time since the pandemic, one of the largest faiths in the USA is holding a convention. About 80,000 people have come to Long Beach, California for the gathering of Jehovah's Witnesses. The top prizes in the nation's two big lotteries continue to grow. Nobody won over the weekend, so the Powerball jackpot will be about $269 million on Monday, while Tuesday's Mega Millions drawing will be worth about $218 million. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.